So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 1, and verse 287. So we got 287 on the board, yeah? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you lead the verse, everybody repeats.
Translation. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Okay, so Madhya Leela 2.1. Translation. While relating in synopsis form the last division of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this chapter, I shall describe the Lord's transcendental ecstasy, which appears like madness due to his separation from Krishna. Purport. In this second chapter, the activities of Lord Chaitanya that took place after the Lord accepted sannyas are generally described. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is specifically mentioned here as being Gaura, or of fair complexion. Krishna is generally known to be blackish, but when he is absorbed in the thought of the gopis, who are all of fair complexion, Krishna himself also becomes fair. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in particular felt separation from Krishna very deeply, exactly like a lover who is dejected in separation from the beloved. Such feelings, which were expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for nearly 12 years, at the end of his pastimes, are described in brief in this second chapter of the Madhya Leela.
Hum Gyanitim Randhasya Gyananjan Shalakaya Chakshumilitamina Tasma Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamlam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagan Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamcha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पितरु भयश्च कृपा सिंधु भेविचा Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaiti Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Kuruti Vacharam, Pangam Langheti Giram, Yetkripatam Hamande, Shigurum Dintarne, Paramananda Madhavam, Shi Chaitanyasham. Anarpit Charam Chirat Karunahati Nakalu, Samarpaitam Unnutto Jale Samsa Bhaktishyam. Hari Purat Sundar Ditikadam Sandipita, Sada Hare Kandare Spiritu Vasachinandana. Hare Krishna. So unfortunately, I misplaced my glasses, so I can't read anything. So thank you for reading, but I can hear. Okay. So how limited is our capacity to speak, to hear? Everything is limited. But the Supreme Lord is unlimited. So the subject matter today is very, very difficult, and so difficult that the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, did not even mention the name of Srimati Radharani. But in Madhya Leela, Anti Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described the glories of Srimati Radharani, particularly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, very vividly, in detail. Although he says that it is in sutra rupena, it is concise. But that description is very vivid. So, certainly, we do not have any qualification whatsoever to speak on this matter, this subject matter. But Prabhupada has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is there for the devotees to read. It is for us to hear. So, praying at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, all the Vaishnavas, will try to say something. As we mentioned earlier on, Shukdeva Goswami very briefly mentioned about Srimati Radharani. The verse we find in Srimad Bhagavatam is Anyo Aradhita Nunam Bhagwan Hari Rishwara Tanno Vihai Govinda. So gopis are contemplating in Vrindavan when Krishna left their company. They are contemplating that all the gopis are assembled, but there is somebody missing. And that missing gopi is Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani. So they concluded that because this gopi is missing, she must have gone with the Supreme Lord Sri Hari, Krishna. So they are saying, Anyo Aradhita Nunam. Now because Srimati Radharani has achieved such treasure of the company of Sri Krishna, Lord Govinda, so they are appreciating her service. They are saying, Anyo Radhita Nunam. Nunam is certainly. Definitely, this gopi has worshipped Sri Hari, Lord Govinda, more than anybody can imagine. And somebody may say, what's the proof that she has worshipped Lord Govinda, Sri Hari, and she has pleased him? So then they are saying, because the Supreme Lord has gone, has taken her to give special company. And you know the past time, how when Srimati Radharani was taken by Krishna, she became tired of walking. And she wanted Krishna to carry her. So he did carry her. But then he suddenly disappears. And this is where the Gopi Geet begins. The gopis are singing the song of separation. So, the point here is that Shukdeva Goswami very briefly mentions this event, particularly the name of Radharani. So if you look at the words, Anyo Radhita Nunam, you find the name of Radharani, but not completely. Anyo Radhita Nunam, definitely worshipped. This gopi has worshipped the Lord. Srimati Radharani is the supreme worshipper. The meaning is one who worships. And because she worships Krishna the most, in the most pleasing way. So she is the supermost worshipper. And therefore her name is Radha. Although in Vrindavan, Brijvasis give very sweet name to Srimati Radharani. They say Radhe Radhe, but they also have very, very sweet names. And one of them is Rai. Instead of Radha, Rai. Then Lali Liju. Very sweet. Those who speak Gujarati, Hindi, Sanskrit, Marathi, Priya, Bengali, you understand. Lali. Lali means beloved. Young child. When a young child, young girl, is called by their parents, they give sweet names. girls are sweet, but then they also get sweet names from parents. So Srimati Radharani has these sweet names by Brajavasis. Lalliju, beloved, very dear one, if you translate that. So Sukadeva Goswami mentions very briefly. Now the question is, who are we to speak on Srimati Radha? Because we have no qualifications whatsoever. And yet, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela and Anta Leela are full of descriptions of Srimati Radharani's glories. Particularly Mahaprabhu's mood, his mood of Radharani. So, in the previous chapter, which has been summarized in this verse, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami has given what kind of pastimes are going to be narrated later on. In second chapter, then he starts narrating those pastimes. And the verse we just read hints into those pastimes which are going to be narrated. We'll give you a little glimpse what is coming further on. So Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained on the earthly planet for 48 years. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jaya. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jaya. Shri Shri Gonitai ki jaya. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remained on the planet for 48 years. Out of 40 years, 8 years, 24 years were Navadvipa Leela. Then remaining 24 years, Neelachal Leela. And in Neelachal Leela, the Supreme Lord traveled for 6 years. So first 6 years he was traveling to Vrindavan, South India. And then later on, Mahaprabhu settled in Puri. So Madhya Leela and Anta Leela, they describe remaining 12 years, particularly these 12 years of Mahaprabhu's residence in Puri are very, very special. Why? Because these 12 years were dedicated for the mission Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnated, part of the mission. So Mahaprabhu's mission is twofold. There are 6 regions given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared? There are 3 external regions, like Yuga Dharma. So we recognize Mahaprabhu because he has established Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnas Kaviraj explains this is only external. Yuga Dharma. So these kind of regions are external. Then there are 3 regions which are internal. So 3 regions for the people in general, for conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. And 3 regions internal, for his own satisfaction. Mahaprabhu had a mission. And that mission has been described in the first chapter of Adi Leela in verse 5 and 6. So I'm just going to quickly read those verses, keeping in mind the time we have in hand. And these are famous verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describe the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To understand Mahaprabhu is very difficult. And that's why even to this day, scholars, theologians, religious people, Mahatmas, saintly people, they all fail to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes these people even write books on Mahaprabhu, but they cannot understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is very difficult to understand. It's already difficult to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some people deny that Krishna existed. They deny that Lord Ram existed. So these kind of foolish attempts are there of people who deny that Krishna existed, Ram existed. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they accept he is a devotee of Krishna. But not many people know that he is Krishna. And this is so because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disguised himself. Krishna also disguised himself, Krishna Balaram. But he is recognized. He is killing demons, he is recognized. In Vrindavan, every day 3 demons are killed. Morning, noontime, in the evening, 3 demons. It's every day happening. So he is recognized because he is killing demons. He is speaking Bhagavad Gita. He is showing Vishrupa. So he is recognized. But how to recognize Mahaprabhu is very difficult. Only very few of Mahaprabhu's close associate recognized him, like Rupa Goswami. As soon as he sees him, he says, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate. Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Namne, Gaurattusha Namah. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu has been described. The famous verse, Yagya Sankirtan Prahe, Yajantihi Sumedasa. So Krishna Varnam Tusakrishnam Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. And this verse was spoken long, long back in Satyuga by the son, one of the sons of Rishabhdev. So you can imagine that how Mahaprabhu was predicted in the scriptures long back in Satyuga by the sons of Rishabhdev, these no Yogendras. Famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So that verse comes from Srimad Bhagavatam. These two verses, they give us the understanding who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what his mission is. 5-6. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Hiladni Shakti Rasmat. So these are very, very confidential verses. And these two verses explain these later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly Madhya Leela and Ant Leela. So Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Hiladni Shakti Rasmat. Ekatmano Api Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatova. So the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they are very, very confidential subject matters in the Vedas. Particularly Srimati Radhika, Hiladni Shakti, the pleasure potency of Krishna, giving pleasure to Krishna in so many ways. So these are very, very confidential matters, subject matters. Although Radha Krishna are one, but they separated themselves formally. So formally is said, just for our understanding, formally, some time back. But this separation has been always there. Although in the scriptures you find description, Ekosmi ekoham dityo nasti. I am one, Krishna says I am one, there is no one second. But yet, same Lord has separated himself between himself, Krishna, Lord Govinda, and Srimati Radharani, his pleasure potency. So this separation happened long back, formally. Now, two personalities, Krishna and Srimati Radharani, who were separated, have become one. And that one personality, the combined form of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, is known as Chaitanakhyam. So that is Chaitanakhyam Prakartam Adhuna Tadvayam Chakhyam Aptam. So those two personalities became one and they are known as Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Rai was speaking to Mahaprabhu at the bank of Godavari, he saw Krishna. So he recognized Krishna. Then he saw Srimati Radharani. So he recognized her as well. But then something amazing happened. That Krishna and Radharani, they became one. And Mahaprabhu appeared. So then he fainted. When he saw that Radha and Krishna have become one, and this personality standing in front of me is none other than combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So then he fainted. But when he came to consciousness, he revealed to Mahaprabhu that what I have seen is amazing, that you are combined form of Radha and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu simply joked with him. He said, no, you must be daydreaming. And actually the devotees of the Lord always see the Lord everywhere. So Mahaprabhu did not accept directly that he was combined form of Radha and Krishna. But there are occasions, like Mahabhava Prakash, in Shiva Sangam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took many, many forms. According to the desire of the devotees, they wanted to see him. Some devotees wanted to see him as Nrsimha, so he assumed the form of Nrsimha. Some wanted to see him as Mahavishnu, so he assumed different form, different incarnation, all the incarnations. And that's why Loknath Goswami says, avatar sar gura avatar. The essence of all the incarnations is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami says that ete chamsakala punsa krishnasthi bhagavan swayam. This is the sutra or formula to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. If somebody wants to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the formula given by Sridhar Swami. He says this verse is the formula. Ete chamsakala punsa krishnasthi bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mrinyanti yoga yoga. That all the incarnations listed above, they are either portions of the portions of the portions of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna, named Krishna, Astu Bhagavan Swayam, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And time to time, when the demigods are harassed by the demons, the Lord assumes so many forms. So Krishna Astu Bhagavan Swayam, this is the formula to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. What about Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Charitamrita, the formula is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada said that Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the fundamental study. Srimad Bhagavatam, graduate study. Chaitanya Charitamrita, postgraduate study. So we can see how Prabhupada has given these three books. And everything is there. Is there any other higher tattva than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? People say that Prabhupada hasn't given everything. Those who say, they should read Chaitanya Charitamrita. In his last days, before disappearing from the planet, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita constantly, just hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the ultimate literature in our sampradaya. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam has the essence of entire Vedas, all the Vedas. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita has the essence of entire parampara. All the teachings are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that's one verse. Second verse. Now, what is important here to notice? That Radha Bhav Dhuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. This is a summary description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That the Supreme Lord has assumed the form, the mood of Srimati Radharani. Mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Summary description. So he is Krishna himself, but he has assumed the form, the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. So it's difficult. Because he appears in man-like form, Mahaprabhu. He is a sannyasi. And he does not see women from close distance. When Mahaprabhu was in Puri, women had to offer their obeisances from distance. Because he is a sannyasi. He is very strict. He chastised Haridas Thakur, Haridas, Chota Haridas. Very strict. So he is very strict as a sannyasi, he has man-like form, but his mood of Srimati Radharani and his complexion is also of Srimati Radharani. So very difficult to understand how a man would think like a woman. So in mundane platform, this is a difficult situation. Although nowadays, there's a lot of push to give people equal status, isn't it? So it's very difficult to understand that how a man thinks like a woman. But here we find this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Parampurusham, the Supreme Purusha. But he is thinking like a woman, thinking like a female, Shrimati Radharani. So very difficult to understand that. But yet, he has assumed this mood and complexion of Shrimati Radharani. Second verse, which also makes it easier to understand this, is this one. Sri Radhaya Pranamahima Kidrisu Vane Eva. So three confidential regions that Mahaprabhu appeared for, that was his personal mission, are these. Sri Radhaya Pranamahima Kidrisu. What is the glory of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna? Then, Swadhyayun Adhut Madhurma Kidrisu Va Madhiya. Krishna himself wondered, what are the qualities that Srimati Radharani relishes in him, Krishna? Third one. Sokhyam chakhyam mad anubhavata. What's that pleasure he finds, that happiness he finds in serving Krishna and seeing Krishna? So Krishna developed this lobhat. Kidrisam vetti lobhat. Krishna developed this greed to understand these three things. That how the glory of Srimati Radharani's love, the qualities of Krishna that she relishes, and the happiness that only Srimati Radharani gets seeing Krishna, serving Krishna. So tad bhavadya samjani sachi garbh sindho harindo. In order to understand these three secrets of Srimati Radhika, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared from the womb of Sachi Mata, Sri Sachi Devi. So these are three confidential regions. Now, later on in this chapter, you will find the description which are beyond the scriptures. The kind of mood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had and displayed, this is beyond any descriptions you would find in the scriptures. Mahaprabhu was so absorbed in separation from Krishna. He was in the mood that when Krishna went to Mathura, he went to Dwarka, then Brijavasi were left in such pitiful condition. And then when he went to Mathura, he did something which was supposed to give them some solace. Supposed to give some solace to Brijavasis. He called his friend Uddhava. He said, Uddhava, I cannot live a day, a moment, without thinking of my parents, Nandani Yashoda, the gopis, my friends, and Srimati Radhika. So you please go and give them some solace. Tell them that I will come. Just say, I will come. Now Uddhava, he is a disciple of Brihaspati, Devaguru Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. So those days, the mundane universities were not enough. Uddhava went to heavenly planets to study the scriptures. There are a few other examples who went to heavenly planets to study. Because the mundane universities were just not enough. Oxford, Cambridge didn't exist. Harvard never existed. There was no sign of Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge. And if you go back to Indian universities, the great universities in India, Nalanda, Takshashila, never existed. They didn't exist that time. Where Charak Pandit was the professor. So those great universities never existed. So people were so powerful that Uddhava went straight to Brihaspati. And Brihaspati taught him. So he is a disciple of Brihaspati. And even Krishna calls him time to time. The Lord used to behave as if he did not know the answer. Uddhava, tell me, what should I do? Because Jarasandha is attacking Dwarka. He is attacking Mathura time and time again. Tell me, what should I do? So the Lord would behave like that. Because Uddhava was such a great scholar. So Krishna called Uddhava, go to Vrindavan, go and pacify Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Sudama, Shidama, all my friends and gopis, and particularly Shrimati Radhika. But you should be careful that you should only speak seeing their condition. So Krishna entrusted this mission to Uddhava to go to Vrindavan. So Uddhava went to Vrindavan. And because Uddhava was educated in the heavenly planet, Brihaspati, he had some tendencies towards impersonalism. How amazing it is that the confidential servitor of the Lord, Uddhava, he had this tendency, impersonalism. So when he went to Vrindavan, he spoke about impersonalism. I'm just going to give you some glimpses to understand how he spoke when he went to Vrindavan. So that song, Bhramar Geet, is called Bhramar Geet. When the gopis saw Uddhava, immediately they thought, maybe Krishna has come, because Uddhava looks like Krishna. But when he came closer, they understood, it's not Krishna. There's no peacock feather. And the way Krishna smiles is very beautiful. It's unique. So they understood it's not Krishna. It looks like Krishna, not Krishna. So, they sang a song. It's called Bhramar Geet. It is spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. So they saw a bumblebee, black, and addressing the bumblebee, then they said everything they wanted to say, their message to Krishna. And they thought Uddhava is behaving like this bumblebee. So it's called Bhramar Geet. Very confidential song in Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, in local Brijabhasa, some of the songs written by a blind poet, Surdas, they explained in simple Brijabhasa what Uddhava was saying and how Gopi responded. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also fond of the poetry of Chandidas and many other poets. So in poetry, these poets speak and they speak the confidential meaning, they explain the confidential meaning of the scriptures. So here, Uddhava, he went to Vrindavan, and now this is what he is teaching the gopis. When you hear this, you will laugh. Suno gopi hariko sandes. Oh gopis, come here. I have a message for you. So all the gopis assembled. Yeah, Krishna's message. Let's go. Here. So he had this letter, Krishna's message, and this is what he says. Suno gopi hariko sandesh, kar samadhi antargat dhyavahu, yah unko upadesh. Krishna has given you instruction. He is saying that you should meditate and see Krishna in trance. This is the instruction from Krishna, that you should meditate and see him in trance. So I won't go through all song. This is the kind of teaching Uddhava was trying to impart to the gopis. And the way gopis respond. Okay, another line. Vai abhigat avinasi puran sab ghat rahe samai. Krishna, that Supreme Lord that you love so much, actually, he is all pervasive and he is everywhere. So all you need to do, just meditate upon him. Tattu jnana bin mukti nahi Ved Puranan gai. All the Vedas and Puranas are saying that without understanding this tattvagyan, that Krishna is all pervasive, there's no liberation. So can you imagine, the gopis hear this instruction from Uddhava, that Krishna has sent this message. So this message completely enraged the gopis. They became very, very angry. And in their anger, this is how they are responding. They're saying, Nirgun kon desko vasi. Uddhava, just tell us one thing. This impersonal Brahman you are trying to teach us about, which country he is from? First, okay, we are ready to listen to your instruction, meditate upon him, but tell us which country he is from. Madhukar kahi samjhaye sohide bujh sahana hasi. The gopi is saying to Uddhava, this just makes us laugh. That you are telling us that you should worship this impersonal Brahman. Krishna is everywhere. But you don't even tell us that which country he is from, who are his parents, who is his brother, who is his mother, who is his father, who is his wife, who is his beloved. You don't tell us anything about. So how can we meditate? And finally, Gopi says that actually, thanks very much for telling us all this impersonal knowledge, but we have a difficulty. We have a problem. Uddhava, Uddhava manana bhaye dasvish. Uddhava, we only have one mind. We haven't got 10 or 20 minds. This is our problem. We only have one mind. Ek huto su gayo samsang ku avradhe ish. We had one mind, and this one mind is gone to Mathura with Shamasundara. Now you tell us, we haven't even got a mind to worship this impersonal Brahman you are asking us to worship. So this way gopis became very enraged. So when Mahaprabhu was in the mood of the gopis, particularly Srimati Radharani, his mood was so intense. This mood of separation was so intense that sometimes he would smash his head in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri. He would smash his head. And in the morning when the devotees came, they saw Mahaprabhu bleeding. This is how intense his mood was. Because he wanted to go to Vrindavan. In Gambhira there were three gates. So, all the devotees would make sure that all three gates were locked. Completely locked. And yet, when they would come in the morning, the Lord has gone. He's just not there. He's the Supreme Lord. Who can lock him up? Anuraninan mahatumayyan. So who can lock him up? And then sometimes they would find that he is lying unconscious on the sea beach. Or sometimes they would find that he has, like one time, Mahaprabhu saw the Chatak Parvat, the sand mountain. So he thought this is Govardhan, and in his intense separation from Vrindavan, the Supreme Lord ran. But when he went there, he found it's not Govardhan. See, lying unconscious. One time he was actually taken away by the ocean. He fell in the ocean and he was taken away. Then a fisherman found him. A fisherman was fishing and he thought it's a big fish. But when he saw this most beautiful human form, the Supreme Lord, he was completely surprised. But when he touched the body of Mahaprabhu, this fisherman started chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So all the devotees of Mahaprabhu came looking for him. And they found this fisherman is chanting uncontrollably. He's chanting. He can't stop chanting. So, Swarup Damodar, Ramanand Rai and all the devotees, they asked him what happened. He said, what can I say? I went fishing and I found this. And now as soon as I touched his body, I can't stop chanting. So Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, somehow they pacified him. And they took Mahaprabhu back home. Sometimes Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar would come to Mahaprabhu's room. And they would find that joints of his body had slackened. So his body became so large. Sometimes they would find that the joints of his body have gone inside. So his body looked like a tortoise. Sometimes they would come and find that he's asking them, that am I Krishna Chaitanya? He's asking them, what's my name? Is my name Chaitanya? He's asking. He sees Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, and he said, why you are here? And who are you? Then he thinks, okay, maybe they are Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai. Then he's asking, that, am I Chaitanya? So they pacify him. Yes, you are Chaitanya, our Lord. So this is the intensity of Mahaprabhu's love. And this is how he was in the mood of separation from Krishna. So when Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri, there were two Jagannath. One was Sachal, another was Achal. So Sachal Jagannath, the moving Jagannath, was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achal Jagannath, stationary or non-moving Jagannath, was sitting in the temple. Two Jagannath were there. So Mahaprabhu is non-different from Lord Jagannath because he is Krishna himself. But in this intense mood of separation, these pastimes are narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So particularly for these three regions, as we mentioned earlier on, to understand the glories of Radharani's love for Krishna, Mahaprabhu had to enter the mood of Srimati Radhika and take her complexion. And therefore, he went into Radhika's mood and experienced all the emotions that Srimati Radharani experiences when she sees Krishna with peacock feather, playing flute, when she hears name Govinda from her sakhis, or when she utters the name Govinda, Krishna, Hari, she feels incomparable happiness. And Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience this happiness. Therefore, he assumed this form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, it's 9:15. So we'll stop here. A couple of minutes, we'll take some comments or questions.